WMFO, Medford, just about 9 o'clock on the dot. Mike on the mic here. That was me on keys. No, just ask Phil. He saw me playing them, darn it.
It's all true.
And Phil Wilcox is here. Hi, Phil.
How's it going, Mike? Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. You were playing the part of the bobblehead during that song, I think.
It's really catchy. It doesn't get old.
Yeah, we just sort of arrived at the same time out here. Should we tell them the story?
I think so,
It was a bit of a harrowing experience, more than usual, coming in this morning. So Phil calls me on the cell phone just as I'm at the light before the station. He says, I'm at the big hill across the way. I'm looking down, and there's cops everywhere. I don't know how we get in there. I'm like, what happened? He goes, well, there's a car that crashed into the front of the building. So I drive up a little further, and sure enough, there's a car that is in the front of the building. Didn't go through or anything. It's a big old brick building. But, you know, so I drove around and whatever, and I met up with Phil, and we walked over, and there were a bunch of cops there. And I asked very nicely. Wasn't I nice?
You were super polite.
I said, hi, Mr. Cop. We need to get in the front door there, but there's this annoying yellow tape there. What can we do? He says, oh, go ahead. You can just go right under. And I complained about my back, and he just didn't listen to me. And we got underneath, and then the other two cops, who weren't paying attention, I guess, just screamed at me.
Yeah, right? I mean, they didn't have the whistles, but if they had the whistles, they would have blown the whistles.
Yeah, it was like, you know, hey, what are you doing? And then, you know, we straightened it out. I said, this guy said that I could, and he says, oh, well, they're supposed to yell at me. The word sorry never came out, though. But then he was snarky, right? He goes, don't worry, I won't arrest you now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, so you're even more rebellious and punk rock than usual getting on the radio today.
Yeah, I don't know. I respect authority. I do. I've learned that in my life.
There were good cop, bad cops out there.
They were good.
The first cops were good.
All right. They were good and they were bad. All right. So we're going to try and bring the good to you today. We're here till 11 a.m. And it's a free-form station, so we get to play pretty much anything we want, as long as there's no really bad words in there. Although sometimes there's exceptions, if I'm angry about something. But we do 5-song sets, pretty much. And the first song is pretty much always new, call it new noise, and the last song is something that is hasn't been played in a while, or just sort of will make you go, huh, wow, what's that, if you've never heard it before. So that's the plan. And Phil, you were nice enough to bring in 2 5-song sets.
I can't wait.
Yep. Well, you're going to have to, because
it's hours from now, but I can't wait.
Well, we're going to do it like in the 10 o'clock hour, like right at the beginning there. And the first one you did is, was it new stuff that you liked this year?
Yeah, I run a book and record store in Jamaica Plain, and I'm sure a lot of you guys know this summer is just crazy loaded with new releases. So I brought a 5-song playlist of the stuff that I'm most excited about this summer, and a couple of them have already come out.
Mm-hmm. And is this stuff really popular in the store too?
Yeah, it's. I don't want to ruin the playlist, but I'll say the ones that have already come out. Yesterday there was a new Waxahachie, who are incredible, and last week the first Broken Social Scene record in 7 years, which is killer.
Okay.
And yeah, they're selling like hotcakes.
All right, cool. And the second set is, which I'm really interested in, is just songs you love, which is what we're here for.
Yeah, well, really, and you know, I mean, the songs you love playlist could be like 800 songs long and constantly changing. But
it could, but I cut you off at 5.
Exactly.
But you see, we could play more from there. You never know what's going to happen because it's freeform.
And the phones are open?
The phones are open.
The phones are open.
855-915-9636. Once again, 855-915-9636. I will tell you, Phil, people don't usually call in this early in the morning, but we could get a surprise.
Well, we got to shake him out of bed. We got to wake him up and turn him over, and the phone's on the nightstand. Just give a call.
All right. So if you do call, I'll tell you what. I will offer a challenge. If you call and you request something, and my little fingers can type it, and I can get it in the playlist, I'll play it for you. Could be like an instant request. 855-915-9636. So before we get into the new noise for this first set, tell everybody a bit about your shop, Tres Gatos and JP.
So Tres Gatos, we had our 6th anniversary this year. We are a book and record store, a wine bar, and a Spanish tapas bar.
Oh, nice.
As well as a music venue. So there's always something going on. We get new books and new records in every week. We carry used stuff. We have live music. This Monday, I actually wanted to promote because this is amazing. This Monday, we have Uncle John's Banjo, a bluegrass Grateful Dead tribute band coming in at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a place where you can hang out. You can grab a beer, go flip through records while you have a drink. You can pick out stuff that you want to listen to during dinner, DJ your own dinner. You can make or break a date by all of a sudden, you know, it coming out that you don't like Adele or she doesn't like Captain Beefheart. And yeah, it's a sounds biased coming from me, but it's a unique place. And if you guys are ever in JP, it's at 470 Center Street.
470 Center Street in JP. Sounds like Nirvana. And it would have been a great segue if I was playing Nirvana, but they don't have any, they don't have any new music, so I'm not doing that. What I am doing, I'm playing something by brand new from Big Head Todd and the Monsters.
I can't believe they're back. That's amazing.
Yep, they have a new record out, and this is a advanced single, I guess, called Damaged One. It's brand new at WMFO Medford.
So listening to WMFO Medford.
WMFO Medford, 9:23 in the morning. Mike on the mic, along here with Phil Wilcox. How are you doing, Phil?
Pretty good. That was a good set, Mike.
Yeah, it's the end of our first set, and ended it angrily, which I am happy, which I'm very happy about. Song all about elections, and it's a recent song, so it takes into account the last one. And it was kind of angry, and I like that. I like that. That was a band called the Old Firms Casuals. Song is called Election Day, and the disc itself is called This Means War.
Can't imagine what they're so angry about.
Can't imagine.
About.
Can't imagine. Before that, oh yeah, from a long, long time ago, from X, they had a CD in 1983 when I was alive called More Fun in the New World. That was True Love, Part 2, of course. We were both very happy to hear that.
That's great. And, you know, they come through Boston all the time. The last couple of years, I think they played at the Paradise. They played with the Buzzcocks, like a double bill.
Oh, my God.
I gotta see them. Xine and John Doe can still go. They can still do it.
And you rhymed, too. Great. Request for our friend Dave Grady, a college buddy of mine, called up. He called up.
I knew it was going to happen. If you throw that gauntlet down.
855-915-9636. And his request got played in that very set. He said, Mike, can you play some Gang of Four? And I said, sure. Do you have anything you want to hear in particular? No. Your choice. So I looked at across the table there at Phil, and I said, Gang of Four, Mr. Record Store Guy, what do you want to hear? So he came up with a great request from 2005's Return the Gift CD. I don't know if that was the exact original disc it came from, but that's where I got it from. To Hell with Poverty.
It's Return the Gift, I think, is like a greatest hits.
I think so,
of them
too.
Going back, redoing their older material. So I don't know when the song's originally from. But
yeah, I think you know. You said that it sounded different to you.
Yeah, but yeah, it's still amazing, and they can rock out.
Yeah, it was awesome. Thanks, Dave Grady. Thanks, Phil. Second song of the set was a band called Wildlife, spelled W-Y-L-D. I don't know why. I'm not cool enough to know why. Brand new kind of recent thing called Contraband. And started off the new set very happily with something new from Big Head Todd and the Monsters. It's an advanced single called Damaged One. Mm-hmm. It was really good.
It's really, really good.
It was really good.
I miss
good.
Those guys.
I liked it a lot. Okay. So it is 9:25 in the morning, and we have a new request to start off the new noise for the next set. Our friend Mike Maloney, who was instrumental in running our college radio station, WSFR, and he wanted to hear something that I've never heard of, but as I always say, doesn't make any difference because I don't know any more than you do. But it's a band called Sweet Spirit, and the song is The Power.
Never heard of that either. I can't wait.
All right, let's play it now. Thanks, Mike Maloney, for the request. It's new here at WMFO Medford. I am
beat my head against a pole. Try to knock some sense down in my bone. And even now they don't yell. The scars are so old. And when they go, they let you know. You can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. Don't try. But don't try. You're just a bastard kid. You got no name. 'Cause you're living with me. We're one and the same. And even now they don't yell. The scars are so old. And when they go, they let you know. Okay, you can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. Don't try. You can't put your arm around a memory. Don't try. I don't try.
Oh,
It is WMFO 935 or 937 actually in the morning. I'm not good at numbers. It's Mike. That's who I am. It's not good at numbers. Are you laughing with me or at me, Phil?
I mean, it's early, man. What are numbers?
It is. Yeah. And my finger didn't slip and like do that segue wrong or anything in the middle.
And that was technical difficulties.
It was, yeah. And besides, a good radio personality wouldn't mention anything like that.
No, absolutely. I mean, but you know.
That's not me. Anyway, let me tell you what we played in that last set. And then before the new noise in the next set, Phil's very excited to read something for you. So he's gonna do a little reading for you.
I cannot wait. Oh, man.
Okay. Started off that last set with a song called Sweet Spirit. Actually, that's the artist, and the song was The Power, new album called Saint Mojo, request from Mike Maloney for some new noise. Thanks, Mike. Really like that track. Johnny Thunders was up next from the Hurt Me CD in 2010. That was You Can't Put Your Arms Around a Memory. Blondie was after that from Greatest Hits in 1979 is when they put that together. Denis was that one. And Sheila Devine from the New Parade disc in 2004, that was Hum. It was. All right, Phil, I know you just got that spread out in front of you and you're dying to read it, so go ahead, read that PSA.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
What is it?
Using a ladder might seem easy, but misusing one is even easier. Ask any one of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders and into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in.
Oh.
For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. That's orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO. Medford.
That was very helpful.
Tufts Community Radio.
That was very good.
Ladder safety is, that's a really good one.
It's something you just don't think about.
That's why you need a PSA.
That's correct. That's right. Okay, that was Phil Wilcox, everybody, from the wonderful, super crazy awesome store in JP called Tres Gatos. Yes, that is Italian for three cats. I did that same joke last time you were here, and you're one of the original three cats, right?
I was. I'm the last cat standing.
Yeah. I don't know if you had all these whiskers last time you were here.
No, this is my big bushy summer beard. Well, this is, I told you, I'm going to my first ever Yankees Red Sox game tomorrow, and you can't see. This is radio, but I have a crazy, like, kind of mix between Iron and Wine and latter day Mel Gibson beard going on. But that's because I'm going to be in the bleachers, and I want to intimidate the Yankees fans. I don't want them to feel comfortable.
I'm intimidated right now.
It's kind of like a Wolverine thing, I'm just going to be snarling and growling and saying bad things about Aaron Judge. It's going to be great.
I like it. All right. 9:40 in the morning. That must mean we're starting a new set and we have some new noise. Want to play something from my pet group lately, the Stripes. They have a new record out called Spitting Image. This is Great Expectations. This is very interesting. It's kind of punky, but then it sort of gets into a lot of horns. Springsteen-y at the end. I don't know.
You said the magic word.
Yeah, I mean, it's if you've never heard the Stripes, they're from Dublin.
Oh, cool.
They spell it with a Y, Stry, and I play them a lot.
And this is new?
This is new. They've got a couple of records before that, but this is called Great Expectations. See what you think.
All right.
They're a bunch of young kids from Dublin.
Yeah, if it's good, I'm going to order it on vinyl for my store now.
All right. It's WMFO. Brand new. Enjoy.
Got himself a power racket and a new haircut.
Well, he's just trying to make the grade. Those old routines don't go too far. Those old routines ain't what we are. Oh, Rosie, he won't let you down. Oh, Rosie, yeah, he won't let you down. Time for fear of independence. Yeah, boy, polish that ball and chain. And why ever leave this sacred place of worship when everywhere else probably looks the same? Just get yourself a girl that you don't really love. Stay together for the kids. Or you could stand up straight and run outside. Go ahead and live. But those old routines don't get you. Those old routines ain't what we are. Oh, Rosie, he won't let you down. Oh, Rosie, yeah, he won't let you down. Expectation hanging over you and me. And now you're lying on the floor, man, head in hand, feeling low. Well, you just love to get it straight. You pray for 1958. Well, go, Johnny, go.
This is Batman. No one has ever lived to say this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Almost like throwbacky. It's so good. That's Rock Pile, everybody, believe it or not.
Sounds so good.
And Heart. Yeah, it sounds so good. What a great track. I haven't played that in a long, long time. And how long has it been since you heard that?
I got to be honest. I did not know that Rock Pile song.
Oh,
and I was just in a deep conversation about Nick Lowe last night, but I don't know that song.
You know, the only reason I did is because when I was a kid, I spent so much time around commercial radio.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily around here, we had WBCN. And they would play stuff like that. So I never would have heard that.
I was at the end of BCN, BRU out of Providence, listening to that stuff all the time.
Yeah.
What is the alt rock station in Boston now? Is there one?
I don't know. I mean, there's a rock station, you know, WAF.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know though. Commercial radio is like dying.
But not this radio. This radio is kicking
it. It's not commercial. A whole other thing. College radio is where it's at.
Exactly.
At sign, just to be cool like the kids.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag. Smash tag.
Hashtag, yeah. All right. So, yeah, that was Rock Pile from 1980 Seconds of Pleasure CD. That was Heart. The Liars, local Boston music making great 1984's On Fire. They spell fire like liar with a Y. Yeah, okay. Help You Win. I want to help you win. Then 2003, great band, the Von Bondies.
So good.
Come on, come on. Ramones before that, 1977's Rocket to Russia, asking the musical question, do you want to dance? Sorry. And leading off with, like I said, my pet band of the minute here, Spitting Image CD, brand new from the Stripes with a Y, Great Expectations.
It made the cut. I ordered it. It's great. It's a good record.
I mean, I don't know if it gets too Springsteen-y at the end with the sax. I don't know.
There's no
it's
such
nice.
Thing. I mean,
it's
well, nice. There is such thing because like you can go past Springsteen and into Meatloaf, but but they hold the line.
They hold the line. I think it was really. You got to listen to their older stuff too. Maybe I'll sneak another one in here before
Please.
We finish. We'll see one of the older ones. All right. Geez, 2.5 minutes before 10 a.m. So we'll do a short set over the top of the hour, and then we're going to get to all Phil's a couple of sets that you have.
Or I could just read more PSAs.
I know you're loving reading the PSAs.
It's very, you know, you guys, I got a big book of PSAs in front of me, and it has made this morning amazing. I'm actually learning a lot.
I've never seen someone so excited about that. Anyway, also very excited about the new Cheap Trick record called We're All Right. It's got some great stuff on there. We keep saying they've never sounded better. There's another track on there called If You Still Want My Love. It's brand new. It's
Sounds
WMFO,
good.
Medford.